Dick Danes was a 69-year-old member of Precinct 3 Fire Department. He'd been a firefighter with us, actually, technically been a firefighter with us since 2011. He'd been around a while, though. He'd been around the community for a while, and he'd been coming out here and participating in drills and training and meetings with us for a while. He was a really good guy. I mean, not any easier way to say it than that. He was very upbeat. He always had a good attitude about things. His background, he was an Aggie. He graduated in, I think, 65 from A&M. He was an engineer, which we harassed him about incessantly here at the fire department, of course. But it also made him a really good volunteer because he was so detail-oriented. He was very specific in making sure that things were done the right way, making sure that his training was done the right way, making sure that his trucks were checked the right way and cleaned the right way and paperwork was done right. I mean, he was very good about that. But he was very positive about it. You know, he didn't complain. Even if for a second he started to complain, you might think he might be about to complain, he would get a smile on his face and there would be a different subject. I mean, he just, or a positive ending point. He had a good outlook on things. And he was good fun to be around. And even when he wasn't smiling, he kind of had a smile right beneath the surface. So that if firefighters, we like to harass each other a lot, you could count on the fact that if you harassed him, he was going to smile. And then he was going to smile and harass you back. And if, or smile and brush it off. And if he had a comment, a question, he had a good attitude about it and he was ready to get the answers and get the job done. So that's.
Sounds like you've lost a gem.
Oh, yeah. He was just a heck of a guy. I mean, he was a radio operator. He was a member of a local radio operators club. I think that's actually how he got directly referred to us, is one of the folks over at in the A&M system at Teeks, who was a radio operator, knew that he was interested and put him in touch with one of our officers here who was also worked at Teeks. And he lived out in Precinct 3, so he came out. He told us, and he had told me before, and his wife reminded me last night, that he actually decided he wanted to be a firefighter and volunteer back in the late 60s when there was a number of incidents where they were needing volunteers then, and he was impressed and pleased with what they did. But it wasn't until the last few years that he actually had the time to do it. So but he was very active with us. You know, I was looking through my phone last night, and Every picture of any function that we've had here in the fire department this year, he's been at. Whether if the doors were up and we were working, he was here helping the young guys do what needed to be done. If he heard that one of the officers was out here working without him, he would be very offended that we didn't bother to call him to ask him to come help, because we should know that he wanted to help. He was just that kind of guy. He was always here. Was on fire with him just a couple of weeks ago. He did very well. Had a great attitude, great work ethic. Very, very close to his family. You know, I didn't get to know a lot of his family. I'd only met one or two of them prior to last night, but he talked about them constantly. He talked about his wife, his kids, his grandkids. He was a military veteran. He'd been Air Force Reservist, I believe, in the 60s, and was honorably discharged in the 70s. Had just great experience, great diverse experience, and was a lot of fun to work with.
So what's known about what happened?
What we know is our firefighters are participating in a scheduled drill. We meet every Thursday night for our regular meeting, every Thursday, but one of those in a month is dedicated to training. We either train in the station, we train outside the station, or we do both. We do classroom work, and then we do field work. And sometimes that requires us going to another facility. Specifically, usually here, it's Teeks, it's Brayton Fire School. And we had scheduled a ladder evolution at Teeks Brayton Fire Training Field last night. And he showed up ready to go to work. His family told his family on the way out the door what he was going to do, and seemed excited to do it. And during that evolution, he became unresponsive, and our firefighters literally, I think, helped him to the ground and began CPR on him right away. He went pulseless, and they worked pretty hard. They did CPR. The field medics at Teeks responded, and they went in, got involved, and continued working in the College Station ambulance and engine responded. They continued working him through the advanced life support protocols. They transferred him to College Station Medical Center. They continued working him. They were very hopeful because overall he was a very healthy guy. He was 69 years old, but he was healthy. And I would never have had any trouble at all or doubt at all with working with him and expect him to make me break a sweat. But it's one of those things that their thought last night, I don't know what the final outcome was on the death certificate, but I believe the belief by his personal physician and by the College Station physicians is that he had a heart attack and just had an underlying, undiagnosed cardiac disease, which is still statistically the most common killer of firefighters in line of duty incidents. So it stands to reason. It's just a sad thing.
You've been on countless calls for medical emergencies to have one happen while training is probably something would probably be the furthest thing from any firefighter's mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For sure. And I think that's just the reality of it setting in. A lot of our firefighters our young firefighters were right there with him when this happened, doing the same evolution. Our older firefighters were there when this happened. We have firefighters that are older than him. He's joked that he was their rookie, But these guys, they work pretty hard. They take good care of themselves. But it's true that we never know when it's gonna happen. And it's a sad reality. Especially even with the basic training, we can't forget that even the most basic things that we do to keep our skills up, are strenuous, and they can be what push your body to that point. So, yeah, it's an eye opener, I think, for a lot of us to remind us that.
And you never know when the emergency is going to involve one of your own.
That's right. That's true.
Anything else that listeners ought to know?
I would appreciate thoughts and prayers for the Danes family. And for our fire department family as well. We had a lot of support from all the local agencies, our fire department sent critical incident response team out to assist us, and the family was very, very gracious and very supportive of what he did, and we really appreciate that there are families that are willing to support their family members doing this. We give the firefighters pats on the back all the time, but the families letting them do that makes a big difference.